You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, a woman who adopted three children is hoping that her story will encourage more of us to give youngsters from troubled backgrounds a loving home. Claire Senior, who's one of this year's Stray FM local heroes, has been telling us how being mum to Samantha, Jack and Emma is very challenging, but also very rewarding.
With adopted kids, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, in terms of how well they're going to do academically and socially. My older two have struggled socially. Samantha, academic stuff isn't her strength. It's not her forte. But she's at a school where she gets rewarded and recognised for the effort she puts in, and she tries so hard. You know, she works so hard. She does everything she can to get on and do well, and she's an absolute star. And Jack, fortunately, is very gifted academically, and he really enjoys the challenge of school. He particularly loves maths. He's got a fantastic maths teacher who just presses all the right buttons with him, and that's his thing. And Emma went back to the primary school where she'd done a term before we moved up to Gerlock, and they assessed her, and she was quite far behind with everything that had happened, but they've done some tremendous work with her, and they've put interventions in place, and she's closing the gap, and she wants to go to school every day. And what more can you ask? That your kid is happy to go to school, and she's, you know, she gets her certificates and does very well with her writing, and she's been in, played tag rugby for the school this week, rounders for the school this week. She was playing football for them a couple of weeks ago. So she's just really happy, and she's looking forward to moving to Upper Wharfdale in September. So we're just doing the transition days with her. So yeah, you know, for their abilities, they're all doing so, so well. And Jack's also a musician. He started playing the piano when we moved back down. So he's been doing that for just over a year now. And he loves he's got an ear for music, and he can just listen to a piece of music and pick it up. We had to leave the bagpipes behind when we came down, but he's just announced to me that he wants to start learning the pipes again. So he's saving up to buy a chanter, which is the pipe part of the bagpipes. You start off with the chanter, and once you've mastered the chanter, you then get the bagpipes put on. So I'm sure the neighbours will love it when Jack gets a full set of pipes. So I'm going to be on the lookout now for a bagpipe teacher. And I'm not sure how many there'll be in Skipton, but I'm sure we'll find one somewhere.
Mm. And I've met the kids, and they're all great characters, and you must be really proud of how they've all turned out, despite what's happened to them.
Yes, it's a simple answer, yeah. Massively proud. And what I'm so proud of is that they all got positive outlooks. Samantha and Jack both have therapy sessions to come to terms with what's happened, and they're both making progress there, but their outlook is positive. They're not saying all of these bad things have happened to me in my life, so there's no point trying. They are incredibly positive and cheery, and it's so nice when I bump into people I know who, and they'll say, oh, we saw Jack, or Jack got on the bus to Skipton and he was chatting away to me, or Samantha popped in the shop and she was telling me all about her school. You know, they're really happy kids, and you know, that's what I want. I want them to be happy. Whatever they aspire to in life, I just want them to be happy.
And a lot of people obviously want a family naturally, but they can't have one naturally, and think, that's it, I can't have one. But you're proof that there are children out there who you can give a good home to.
Absolutely. It's one of the things I feel quite passionately about. When Mark and I couldn't conceive, we went to the doctors, and doctors, quite rightly, I suppose, go down the medical route. They try and work out why you can't conceive. And then you get directed towards IVF. And I feel like there should be somewhere in there where somebody, even if it's just information, gives you some information about adoption. IVF isn't for everybody, and IVF doesn't always work. And for various reasons, IVF isn't always the answer. I mean, it's incredibly grueling to go through IVF. It's also incredibly expensive. And some people don't really even stop and think about adoption. Adoption's open to everybody. That's not to say everybody will get approved, but the social services would like to hear from anybody who's interested in adoption. Just as an aside, my sister and her wife have adopted, and you know, there was a stigma some time ago as to could gay people adopt. They've got two lovely kids and they're very, very happy. And my sister-in-law talks to people about, she goes along to adoption groups, open evenings, and says, yes, you know, I'm a gay adopter. So adoption is there. One of the children who was with Mo and Martin just before Emma, his mummy adopted on her own. She hadn't met the right man and realised that potentially she might never meet the right man to have a child with. And so she's a single parent adopter. So there are plenty of people who don't conform to the, you know, Mr. and Mrs. who adopt. So I would really encourage everybody to, if you would like a child and you can't conceive naturally for whatever reason, do look into adoption. The kids do come with a different background and they do pose different challenges, but you love them the same. And sometimes what they achieve might not be how you expected having children to be, but you're equally proud of them as you would have been a birth child.
And as you've said to us before as well, you know, they are your reason for living, aren't they, and keeping going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Samantha, Jack and Emma, you know, I'm not saying blanket everybody wants children. There's people who are perfectly happy with their lives without children. I always wanted children. I always envisioned having children. And, you know, they make my life complete. And they bring me an awful lot of happiness. And just like any parent, they also drive me up the wall. And, you know, this morning there was love, laughter and shouting in our house all before 8 o'clock. But I think that's probably the same in most houses across Yorkshire. Yeah, so definitely.
Yeah, and obviously you didn't imagine that you'd ever get recognised for being a mum, and you won one of our local hero awards this year. So how did that feel, the fact that someone else decided you needed that recognition?
It was awesome. I'm very humbled to have been there on that night when you heard everybody else's stories and, you know, what other people have done. It's wonderful to have got the award, but I feel a bit of a fraud because I've got it for being a mum, which is what I chose to be. And yeah, life threw some, you know, real blinders at me. But, you know, I just get on and I'm just doing my job of being a mum. But it was absolutely awesome to get it. And it was actually quite cathartic as well. So much has happened to the family, but it's been wonderful to sort of have sort of the love and support which has come out of the community since getting the award.
That's great to hear, and hopefully people hearing your story will encourage them to think about adopting or pursue it if they have thought about it already.
Yeah, if it's even a little thought at the back of your mind. I know North Yorkshire will have a great website. I know there's lots of information online. I know the social workers would love to hear from you. And there are so many lovely children needing forever homes. So yeah, please, please go and look into it.